Well, good afternoon, everybody, and let's talk Athlon College Football. It's one of the oldest preseason college football magazines there has been. Well, they're out now, and their preseason Conference USA All-Conference team is out, and they give four different teams, and here where are some Middle Tennessee players stack up. First team offense, not a Blue Raider on there. First team defense, Anthony Bynum, Blue Raider defensive lineman. Second team offense for Middle, nobody on the offense. Second team defense, Shakai Woods, defensive lineman and linebacker, Parker Hughes. For the Blue Raiders, third team offense, quarterback Nick Vadiato and running back Ja'Kale Middlebrook and wide receiver Miles Butler. So the Blue Raiders expected to have some good talented players there on offense. Defensively, third team, DeMonte Smith, defensive lineman, and linebacker Alex Mitchell are there. Fourth team offense, nobody from Middle on the offense. I take that back. Mateo Guevara, offensive lineman, is there. And no Blue Raiders on the fourth team defense. Speaking of Blue Raider football, I had a chance to sit down and talk with Blue Raider football general manager Dana Marquez recently. And he talked about Middle Tennessee's approach to using NIL money and revenue sharing with the Blue Raider roster.
I just think that our guys, we have an opportunity to do something completely different. I'm not really going to try to compete with a Power Four salary structure, but if we create an identity at MTSU that we are taking our athlete from point A to point B, and they're becoming better citizens in our community, their brand is growing, their production on the field is growing, their performance is improving, I think that we're a win. And that will also show that the athletes, like, hey, look, MTSU did everything they possibly could to make us a better player to take us to that next step. Now, if we can get them to the Power Four, if that's what they really want to do, then we'll work on that.
When you look at how you stack up with your peers, and obviously you start in your own conference, and
sure,
you look at that, then you look at, okay, with the Sun Belt or the Mountain West or the other group of five members, because you have fresh eyes from the outside,
yeah,
and Coach Mason has also, his eyes are still fairly fresh, working into his second year. Kind of let folks know kind of where are we amongst our peers.
Well, I think there's a couple of things. It's something I learned at Auburn, right, when I was there. I don't really worry about our other opponent. I worry about what's inside of us.
Yep.
And I think when I met with some of our peers at a conference, and I looked at what they were doing, and they were pretty much still saying status quo of kind of how you're going to recruit and everything else, right? I just looked at it from a different business structure and different business model, where I like what they're doing. I like where they're going. But I think if you take a look at over the last 5 months, we just came out with the number one recruiting class in Conference USA. I think the way we restructured how we recruit, how we manage our systems and everything else was a big shift for MTSU football. So as much as I would like to see what Liberty and the WKUs are doing, I think it's very important that we really look internally and keep that inside of us and say, okay, no matter what they do, we got to do us, and we got to do us really well.
And that's it for today, folks. We'll have more tomorrow right here on the Big G, WGNS.